A supercomputer, I would define as a computer that's 100 to 1,000 times faster than a PC that you'd buy out on the street today. One easy way to do that is you go out and buy 100 or 1,000 PCs and hook them together and get them to work as one large system. That would be a supercomputer. Another way to do it is to have very specialized hardware that is just designed to run at extremely big clock speeds or extremely fat number of wires running at the same time. So there's a lot of ways to build a supercomputer. It's getting a lot cheaper to just go out and buy a whole bunch of PCs, though. So.
And put Linux on them.
You can put Linux on them. The operating system that you want on a Beowulf cluster needs to manage resources well and handle traffic between the different systems well. And Linux is a good choice because it has a very good networking part, has a very good I.O. part, has a very good memory management and resource management. So you get all that for free. Plus there's all these other tools and development parts that lend themselves to do development on supercomputers. So it's a good package to throw on a supercomputer. So Linux has a number of problems. One is that there is no unified Linux distribution. There's no like standard. There's no gold standard that says if you get your program to run on this, it will run on all other systems. That being said, if you take any program that was designed to run on Unix systems, it is fairly easy to get it to run on a Linux system. So that hasn't been as much of a problem as it really seems. But it is something that there's no well-defined toolkit or well-defined set of modules that defines exactly what a Linux system is. There's another problem that Linux has is dealing with vendors. A lot of vendors want to protect how they operate because they're afraid that if they release that into the public, then other vendors will use that as a model to make their product better. You know, by seeing the weaknesses or just knowing how it's done, they can make their product do it that way. So ATI is a graphics card vendor that I'm going to pick on right now. They have a set of closed source drivers that run on Linux that have, you know, some issues with them, and there's no way for me to go in there and fix them because it's closed source. And their response to that is that if they opened it, it would make it very dangerous for them from other companies. And they've also had a lot of other companies come in and do some of the work. So they don't own the code completely. So they can't just open it up to the world. But getting vendors to release code and release drivers that are solid on Linux has been a problem. Software, that's the flip side of that is you can't go to Fry's and buy a whole bunch of Linux games or Linux software that just work. The Linux community, you don't pay anything for the OS. Distributions, a lot of them are given away for free. Part of that is that, you know, why should we buy software? Why should we do that? That's not how I operate, but it is something that it is certainly a easy mode of thought to get into, which is, you know, this free stuff, why should we start paying for all these software to run on it? And, you know, that's a problem. It drives businesses away from releasing software for Linux because the way to protect your profits from developing is not as clear as if you're on a proprietary system. But I think that'll change as the numbers